of the Feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The epistle is taken from the book of the Canticle of Canticles. Behold, he comes leaping upon the mountains, skipping over the hills. My beloved is like a roe of a young hart. Behold, he stands behind our wall, looking through the windows, looking through the lattices. Behold, my beloved, speak to me. Arise, make haste, my love, my dove, my beautiful one, and come. For winter is now past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers have appeared in our land, the time of pruning is come. The voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree had put forth her green figs. The vines in flower yield their sweet smell. Arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come. My dove in the clefts of the rock, in the hollow places of the wall, show me thy face, let thy voice sound in my ear, for thy voice is sweet and thy face comely. We stand to hear the most holy gospel is taken from St. Luke. At that time, Mary, rising up, went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah, and she entered into the house of Zechariah and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, as soon as the voice of the salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leaped with joy. And blessed art thou that hath believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul do magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. The words of the Most Holy Gospel. When the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. You can take a seat. So dear friends, we have the Feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And it's very important because this feast complements and explains the incarnation and all the plan of God for our redemption, based upon the Blessed Virgin Mary. And not only that, but this Gospel of today, this event of the Visitation, is the creation of the Hail Mary in the completion of the announcement of Saint Gabriel to Mary, and the greeting of Saint Gabriel to Mary is complete by Saint Elizabeth and by the Church. We will analyze the Gospel because it's very important to know what is the plan of God concerning us and the Blessed Virgin Mary. So I want to start by saying that the Hail Mary is a divine creation from three sources which are divine. First, the first part is from Saint Gabriel the Archangel, is the messenger of God, greeting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Yes. The next part was inspiration of the Holy Ghost through Saint Elizabeth, in this feast of today, in the Visitation. When Elizabeth said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And the last part, which is also divine inspiration, because the Catholic Church was promised the Holy Ghost, and is leading the Catholic Church, is the soul of the Church. So the last part was added, of course, by God, through the authority of the Catholic Church. So in the last part of the Hail Mary, which we say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So this is very important because God speaks, you notice, through the angel Gabriel, through Elizabeth, to greet, to be thankful to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and through the Catholic Church to teach us to go to Mary also, to ask from her help now and at the hour of our death. First, God sends Saint Gabriel, saying she will accept, Mary will accept the message from God, the petition, that she will become the mother of God. And by her voice, her fiat, accepting to become the mother of God, God makes this wonder of becoming incarnate in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Also, in this event of the visitation, by the words of Mary, yes, Saint John the Baptist was sanctified. So our God worked through the voice of Mary, and the baby in the womb of Elizabeth jumped of joy. As soon as Mary, the Queen, the Mother of God, greets Elizabeth, Saint John the Baptist in the womb was sanctified. So original sin was erased, was deleted. And from that moment, he joined of joy and he was sanctified through the voice of the Blessed Virgin Mary again. And in the last part, when the church is inspiring in the second part of the Hail Mary, also, it's through the voice of Mary. Why? Because she's the mediatrix of all graces. So when we say to Mary, pray for us sinners now, her voice, her heart, her love for God, is what she's what, who speaks those words to God. My son, my daughter, she's asking, he is asking for help, for prayers now. So again, through the voice of Mary is how we acquire those graces from God. So God is going to help you through the voice of Mary, through the action, intercession of Mary. And not only now, but also at the moment of our death. So this is very important because the Catholic Church has this authority, divine authority. And the Holy Ghost inspires also some saints like Saint Elizabeth to speak on behalf of God. Also Saint Gabriel, the angel, the archangel. So now I want to explain the gospel to complete this teaching and to see how, what is the plan of God concerning us regarding Mary for our salvation, okay? So first, remember the message of the news that Elizabeth was expecting, Saint John the Baptist. That message was from Saint Gabriel. Saint Gabriel told Mary that her cousin Elizabeth was about to be to have a child. Yes. So the Gospel of today says that Mary, rising up, went with haste. This is the first point. As soon as she sees that God wants something, it's obvious was an inspiration of the Holy Ghost for her to go. So she went up with haste. So this is for you, a teaching for you. When you receive orders from your parents, when you know that God is asking something from you, you have to rise up quickly with haste and to fulfill what God wants from you. This is very important. Saint Benedict says that when obedience is not done quickly and joyfully, it's not pleasing to God. So obedience has to be done well and joyfully. And as soon as you hear the commandment or the orders, you do it. You start moving to do it. So she entered into the house. So she saluted Elizabeth. So, as soon as Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the infant leaped in her womb. So remember, our Lord, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, he is the Word of God. But this Word, from now on, will have power through Mary. You see? So Mary is the one who speaks. Not Jesus, because Jesus is in the womb. But he wants to speak through Mary now. What we have been saying in this salutation, and also when we ask for prayer, we have for help, she's the one who speaks. And Jesus acts through Mary. Yes? And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Yes. And she cried out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed art thou among women." So she knew that Mary was already the mother of God. She was expecting Jesus. And by inspiration, she knew already that she was the queen, the mother of God. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb. She acknowledged that she is lesser than the Blessed Virgin Mary, saying, "Whence is this to me that the mother of God, my Lord, should come to me?" So she is very humble. She was older than Mary. She was very holy. She received a message from the angel that to Zacharias, the father of St. John, that the child is going to be born miraculously, because they were older already, incapable of having children. So they were very honored and saintly, St. Elizabeth and Zacharias. So even though she received the inspiration that Mary was the queen, the mother of God, and she was lesser than Mary, far, no? And Elizabeth said, "As soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears," again, the voice of Mary, the intercession of Mary, a very important point, "then the infant in my womb leaped for joy." That happened to us. Each time Mary visit us, take care of us, or acts towards us, asking from God something for us, we live for joy, because a grace comes to us and we are protected, we are helped, and we receive graces, we receive God in our soul. For example, communion, baptism, any grace you receive comes from Mary. Yes? "And blessed art thou that hast believed." This is another important point. So everything came to Mary by faith. So it's again another teaching that the faith is the foundation of all the graces, all the gifts, all the blessings from God. Remember, our fight in tradition is following the example of the saints, the martyrs, and the Archbishop Lefebvre. The fight is to defend the faith, to propagate the faith, to study the faith, to defend it, resisting the enemy. And by doing that, we will be pleasing God. Because God says, God says through St. Paul, "Without faith, it's impossible to please God." Very important, because those who claim, who have the sacraments, but they are compromising the faith, they are not pleasing to God. Therefore, they don't receive graces. So simple. And the foundation of all the graces of Mary, Elizabeth, is very clear. Blessed art thou, because thou hast believed. Yes. So it's the entrance. The faith is the entrance of all graces, all blessings from God. This is why we cannot compromise the faith. This is why we had the first communion yesterday at home. So Mary had me wonder, why at home and not in a church, you know? I can tell Mary that myself also received first communion in a house 43 years ago, in a house like this, smaller, half size. So it's good to understand that because we want to be faithful to the faith, to the holy faith, we have to be persecuted, we have to be austere, we have to be in catacombs and in the houses, in order to be faithful to our Lord. So it's better to be faithful to our Lord, doesn't matter the consequences, than to have a beautiful ceremony, a beautiful church, and a lot of people, and more beautiful environment. It is not pleasing to God because we are not faithful to the faith. You see? So the appearances always deceive, many times deceive, many times deceive to people. They see many priests, many great ceremonies, and they say, God has to be here. And it's not true. So, you see why the battle is at the level of principles. We have to see if the faith is being defended, preached, sought after it. So if faith is the priority, and there grace, blessings, and God will be. This is why we are here, at home. Same as. Don't forget this, because it will be the best inheritance for you. The children will be your holy faith, by Mary. You know why Mary was faithful at the foot of the cross? In the midst of darkness, of pains, of great sorrows. Even Jesus died, and she still was firm at the foot of the cross, repairing, and she never lost the faith. And that brought her all the graces, and to be the mother of the apostles, to be the mother of us completely, absolutely, and with all the power of God, because she was always faithful. Doesn't matter the consequences of being faithful to God. Because we expect our hope is fixing in God's promises. You see, in God's power, in God's goodness. This is why many people are deceived nowadays, traditionalists, because they don't have trust in God. They have human expectations. They want human consolations. So they see things in a human way. This is why they are not defending the faith as God wants. They don't receive the grace that they need. They are in danger. So anyone who is compromising the faith and join groups who compromise the faith, they are in danger of not being safe because they don't receive the graces. They are not pleased to God what they do. So this is why we have to be siding with Mary in order to be faithful. And in order to receive all the graces from God, we have to be next to Mary in faithfulness, far from sin, far from being offensive to God and to Mary, and doesn't matter the consequences of that faithfulness. We might be in darkness, we might be alone, isolated, we might be very few, but doesn't matter. Remember? So the important is to be faithful to God, like Mary. So Elizabeth says, so, blessed are thou that hast believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord. Basically, all the promise of God will be fulfilled in us if we keep that faith, holy faith. And this is when Mary said that beautiful hymn, the most beautiful hymn in the whole of the Bible, which is the Magnificat. The Magnificat is the hymn of praise and thanksgiving of Mary to Jesus, to God. Yes. And it's full of wisdom, humility, fear of the Lord, and charity, faith, and hope. Here are some of the first phrases of the Magnificat in the Gospel of today. When she said, "My soul do magnify the Lord." It's a parallel with the Our Father. No, the Our Father, we start, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." So we sanctify, we magnify the Lord, we adore him. His power, his dignity, his holiness. We always start by doing that, always. Don't forget that, the children also. When we start praying, when we want to do something, we have to put ourselves in the presence of God and to adore him. And when we are adoring God, we have to do an act of humility. Because he, in order to please him and to be adoring him, we have to put ourselves in the reality that we are nobody, that we are just human beings, And God is infinitely in goodness and power and dignity. We have to be humble and adoring Him before speaking, before praying, before doing anything at all. Okay? Don't forget about. And the Blessed Virgin Mary, best example with Him. My soul do magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. So it's our joy, it's God, to have God in our hearts. Like Mary received yesterday the Holy Communion, is the greatest joy, is the eternal joy that she will have in her heart until eternity, because nobody can take away Jesus from your heart, because our Lord gave you communion to be with you until eternity, for eternity. This is something beautiful. It's not just an, first communion is not just an event. It's God seizing you, putting you into His most sacred heart, and from there, bring you to heaven one day to enjoy His life, His love, His kingdom, His palace, eternal happiness for eternity. It's the plan of God for you, Mary, and for all the children who are next in line for communion. Yeah? This is why you remember also the Magnificat, the hymn of Mary. And she said, from now on, they shall call me a blessed all generations, because God has seen the humility of her handmaid. So the beginning is faith, but before faith is humility. So in order for our holy faith to fructify and to be, that we may be faithful to our faith, we need humility. Means we must acknowledge that the greatest gift on earth is faith, and therefore we have to defend it. We have to profess it. We have to study it. We have to love it and seek after truth. And we have to give our life to defend truth, defend our holy faith. This is humility. Those who compromise the faith, they don't have humility, because they prefer something else. They want to negotiate the faith. They want to have they don't have the value of the faith. They don't treat the faith as with the divine dignity, because they place side by side to the faith something else that they want to receive. So that is lack of humility. There is no. This is why they hinder graces and blessings, because the lack of humility, lack of faith. We don't want to do that. This is why you want to be always in the presence of God, adoring Him, and adoring our holy faith, because our holy faith is divine. This is why anyone who wants to trample and to step upon the faith and to try to diminish it or put it in danger, we must quickly react and defend our Lord and to profess it and to resist the enemy. Doesn't matter the consequences. You are facing the consequences also, your children, because you are here at home and you are limited in masses and sacraments for the love of Christ, to be faithful to Christ. This is why the event of yesterday was beautiful, because the whole of heaven came at Mass. All the angels and saints witnessed this ceremony yesterday in a house, which is not the proper environment, but God wants that we are faithful to Him. So God came very happily, because we are defending the faith, we are professing the faith, and we acknowledge that. It's why God came very happily with the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph yesterday to be witness of that beautiful First Communion. So our Lord was planning that First Communion for the whole eternity. She created Mary for that event, and the one who was more excited for the ceremony yesterday was God, or Jesus, more than us. And you notice by faith that we have the apostles here, the martyrs, the virgins, the angels, here by millions witnessing the event with a great joy. Because why? Because we are keeping the faith next to Mary at the foot of the cross. Don't forget that. If we are keeping the faith, it's because we are at the foot of the cross. So we cannot ignore the reality that in order to enjoy Mary's triumph one day, we have to share with her sorrows first. To be siding with her at the foot of the cross, faithful against the enemies of God, faithful in faith, with humility, with Mary, in order to enjoy the triumph one day with her in heaven. And on earth also, of course. So this is why it is the one of the most beautiful feasts, the Visitation. Because Mary wants to visit us every minute, every second. Because she's a good mother, she's taking care of us. So what she wants from us is precisely what the Spirit of Saint Elizabeth. Elizabeth was full of the Holy Ghost in that moment. So she wants us to move by doing the will of God. This is why I told you, you have to be obedient with haste, with joy, and doesn't matter the consequences of your obedience. You want to do the will of God, even if you are going to be at home without sacraments so often, and without being able to have more friends or more families and joining you in this defense of the faith. So it's good to rejoice. Our Lord said, when you are persecuted for the love of me, for my sake, you should rejoice. Because I am really pleased for that. I will shower blessings upon you, and you shall possess life everlasting after this life. So you have to rejoice that we had the opportunity to profess our faith and to suffer something for our Lord, especially for these times, so difficult times. So we ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to give us this visitation in our souls constantly. The grace of God may be with us always, and we are ready to do the will of God any moment. In the Father, in the Son, and in the Holy Ghost. Amen.